Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. This half hour is presented by City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Saturday in the park, I think it was the 4th of July. Saturday in the park, I think it was the 4th of July.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Let's all say good morning to my dear friend, Deja Dowdell. Good morning, Deja.
Good morning, Jenna. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day, and it's Friday. So you have to feel great right now.
I know. Friday is my favorite day of the week, and it is such a lovely day out here on the Gulf Coast, so I have no complaints.
First, yesterday I was a little bitter because I saw that it was like 90% chance of rain. And I was like, no, we're not having that on a Friday. Like, I don't know, like, if we're going to, like, get Pentecostal and start rebuking it or, like, something. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but we are not having rain. And I went to bed, and I was like, please, just no rain. Just give me one day where I can, like, come home, and I don't have anything to do and enjoy my life. And then I woke up, and I think my prayers were heard.
Ask and you shall receive.
That's right. Hey, and it's okay to be Pentecostal. Let me just tell you that. So, Deja, there's been, you know, just a lot of changes in the past month, I feel, since we last talked. And, of course, back to school is happening. So,
absolutely.
What's really going on when it comes to Play Pensacola and, you know, the city of Pensacola and back to school with the kids?
So thankfully, with all of the things that, you know, are going on in our world, our direct programs haven't been impacted thus far, but we are definitely keeping a close look out and developing protocols that will be enacted in our after school programming, as well as anything that would keep us all together in person. So it's one of those things where we're just keeping our ears, you know, glued to all of our health professionals and of course our city leadership to follow through with whatever is needed to keep everyone protected and safe.
That's all you can do. That's all any of us can do, and just be reminded that, you know, we have so many parks. We say this all the time that we're together. We have so many parks for people to enjoy outside time. So just because things might shift, it doesn't mean that you can't go outside and be able to enjoy our parks, enjoy the things around our city. In fact, I've been driving around Asia, and let me just segue. I've seen a lot of updates at some of our local parks here in the city.
Awesome. Thank you for noticing that, Jenna. That means so much because our teams, especially our parks crew, they are out there doing the hard work to ensure that we have all of our amenities up to par. So I commend and thank all of our citizens who have reported at our local parks anything that they've seen and let us know, and, you know, especially our team for being out there and doing the work that is needed to bring that to everyone.
Yes, thank you to them, and thank you to, you know, the city of Pensacola for actually listening. I want to just say that as a community member and somebody who may have reported a couple things like, hey, I think this is dangerous. And also there's spray paint and I don't think kids should learn how to read that word. Anyways, you know, and it happens, like, you know, kids do stuff, whatever. But I'm very, very grateful that we live in an area where we have the Pensacola 411. We have the ability to report things, and there's been so much changes and improvements so we can enjoy our city, so our kids can enjoy the city, so we can have people come in and enjoy the Airbnbs near these parks too. So I think it's just amazing.
Thank you. And don't feel guilty at all. You know, that resource is there. 311 is a resource for us to have that communication with our citizens where they can report things that they see, because the truth is, you know, we're inside doing the work, but you guys are all out there and utilizing the amenities, and stuff happens in real time. You know, if there's a tree limb that's down, if no one reports that, we don't know until we're doing our rounds, and there's 93 parks. So
that's a lot.
We appreciate that and we welcome that. There are a lot. And I mean, our director, Brian Cooper, does an amazing job with, you know, ensuring that everyone is in the right place to be able to be on top of those things. But it is a two-way relationship that we welcome. So Of course we have on Thursdays, every third Thursday, our Parks and Rec board meeting, where we have a wonderful board that makes recommendations and you know, also goes out to our parks and takes a look at different things and are very rooted in our community and our neighborhood associations, and really just extending that branch so that we have that communication directly with everyone. Otherwise, everyone would be lined up in City Hall, and that's no fun. So we try to do what we can to put things in place.
No, let's leave that for, like, you know, what it's needed for. And it's 311. I said 411. I apologize for that. Well, it's actually funny because I forget what 411 was for when I was growing up, and we used to call it and, like, prank them. It was terrible. I mean, this was 25 years, 30 years ago. Please don't hold it against me. But anyways, yes, Pensacola 311. And is there an app, too, that people can use?
So to my knowledge, that's one of those things I'm going to have to get back on. I believe there is an app, but I don't want to confirm that if it's not available. But I do know that if you are on our website, playpensacola.com, or just City of Pensacola, .com. If you go down to the bottom, there's literally a link that says Pensacola 311, and it has a chat icon, and you can click it, and it will take you right there to be able to comment and put suggestions on anything and everything around the city, not just Parks and Rec. So, you know, definitely utilize that as a resource. And there is an app. I'm on the website now. It's an Apple app as well as an Android app.
Look at that. So much accessibility. I love it. Hey, I want to go back to talking about school, because we're all in the thick of it, doing this back to school shopping, you know, where you need like 4 Starbucks drinks to get through. Deja, you know, you have kids.
Yes, I do.
Why did they get more specific and like, I don't, they're just so hard to please as they get older. Like, we can't just dress them anymore.
You know what's funny is the older they get, there's these little trends that all of the kids have, and you know, even from my, you know, from, there's all types of trends. I don't even want to get into that because we can get down into a rabbit hole, and I'm like, well, don't you just want something that's functional, you know? But hey, what, parents, everyone tuning in, we are going to take care of you on all of those functional items, school supplies, backpacks, the essentials. We have 2 great events going on this weekend, or actually tomorrow, that we would love to invite everyone out for. So if you're interested in getting school supplies, coming out for a fun day, family friendly for the entire community. However, we will be giving out school supplies, haircuts, backpacks at one of our events. That is Woodland Heights Back to School Bash. So from 8:30 to 1 p.m. tomorrow at Woodland Heights Resource Center, we're going to have a great event, and we would love for everyone to come out.
So what's really going to happen? You said there's going to be like just back to school necessities that are available for people to come in and you like be able to take home.
Yes.
Oh,
this
wow.
is a free community event. So again, we have backpacks, school supplies, and there will be barbers on site who will be doing haircuts for our school age children. I think it's such an incredible thing. You really don't think about that stuff until like the fairy tale end.
Are
it's like,
serious?
Oh my goodness, I need to do hair, all of that.
Oh my goodness. Well, this is literally pulling at my heartstrings today, just because yesterday it was an emotional day taking like all the kids at once. Plus, I'm pretty sure it shaved a few minutes off my life, but taking them to get haircuts. You know, they want to look fresh to meet their teachers today.
Yes.
They're all going right now to meet their teachers, and kids, they have admitted that they are anxious to go back to school, but anxious about going back to school because they don't know everyone and they're all getting older and there's more pressure as you get older. And so, you know, giving that extra piece and little boost of confidence, I will tell you, I've said it before here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, it means the world to these kids. So
it
I just
does.
Love that.
It does, and it really is about setting them up for academic success. You know, take all of the things that, you know, especially our youth, we've had such a tough year for them. I mean, I know they're excited and anxious to go back to school. Remove a little bit of that anxiety and, you know, a little bit of those stressors. get the supplies that you need so that you're prepared. Get a haircut in the process. Why not? You know, go out, have a great time. I'm so thankful that Woodland Heights is actually doing this event. And if you are interested in the address, that is 111 Berkeley Drive. So coming down off of 12th Avenue, just make a little right on Fairfax, climb back there, and they're right there, and everyone will be out. It'll surely be a great time. We're going to have music, food, drinks. So it'll be a great day for the family.
Oh, yeah. And it's such, it is, it's a beautiful drive too. And it's supposed to be a beautiful weekend. So that's such a great event. Do we have any other events that are coming up?
Yes. So we also have our Chappie James. So Chappie James Flight Academy is also hosting a back to school backpack giveaway. So they're going to fill all of the backpacks up. They're giving 100 backpacks away. That's from 12 p.m. until 3 p.m. tomorrow. So feel free to go to Woodland Heights earlier in the day and then go to the Chappie James Flight Academy later on in the day. They're also going to have their flight simulators out. So it'll be a great educational experience for everyone. Again, this is for all ages, you know, 5 to 18, all of our school age children, you know, or you can choose an event, go to both just to have that community commemorative. I can't even say it. Sorry.
It's okay. I have trouble with words all the time. I'm pretty sure like sometimes the listeners are like, is she all right? Is something happening? Like,
what's okay. going on? And it's funny because you say it and then it comes out and you're like, okay, dial back, think back to what you're saying. And yes, you guys know what I mean though. We really want everyone to come yes. together in the community. And you know, these are going to be great events that we're hosting for everyone to get ready for the school year because it's coming. Escambia County School District will be beginning on the 11th. Mm-hmm. So that's Tuesday.
It's a huge moment for these kids. And so I'm really excited and really ready to have them back in school and back to some kind of normalcy and structure. Tell me more. What is this? This Pensacola Senior Games.
Yes. So Pensacola Senior Games, we are back after taking a year off last year due to obvious reasons. I don't want to shed light on that. We are excited to be back. Our Pensacola Senior Games is sponsored by Cigna, and we are going to have everyone out from September 10th through September 26th. If you are 50 plus, if you are a beginner athlete, if you are a intermediate athlete, advanced, we want everyone to come out for this event. Seasoned everyone, enjoy and participate in the Senior Games. This is a popular event that is a qualifier for Florida Senior Games. And we have a series of different sporting events that take place throughout the course of those 2 weeks. And everyone gets really competitive, but in all good fun and has a great time. So we are very excited about bringing that back this year. And we want everyone to participate. We have track and field, swimming, disc golf, you name it, bowling. There are so many different fun. Events to take part of.
This is at the Vickery Center.
So the events will take place at different locations. Oh, okay. However, you will need to drop off your registration form at Vickery Center. So it is currently available on our line. The full schedule is available as well as the registration forms. So if you go to playpensacola.com and go down to the link that has our program and events, scroll down and you'll see Pensacola Games. Or if you just look at the homepage of our website, there is right there in our newsflash section all of the immediate information that we want you to know right away. You'll see that icon. You can click it, and it will take you right to the page. And you can get all of the information that you need on Pensacola Senior Games. We are requesting advanced registration by, again, downloading the registration form, filling that out, and returning it to Vickery Center. However, we are accepting them all the way until the first day of the event. So no pressure, but we do want you to come out and participate.
Yeah. And honestly, a little healthy competition doesn't ever hurt.
It doesn't. Not at all.
I say that all the time in my house. Like, listen, this is good for us. This is good for us. Let's go. Let's go arm wrestle. Okay. So here's something else. Of course, and if you're just tuning in, this is Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr here with Deja Dowdell, and we're talking all things events going back to school. We've got the Pensacola Senior Games coming up. And if you need any more information, I'm looking right now, cityofpensacola.com. And of course, you can go /132/parks recreation. Deja, what is the, what's, are dance classes now happening again at Gold Point, or are they going to come up in the fall?
I'm so glad that you asked, because everyone tuning in, now is the perfect time for you to take note of all of our amazing dance classes that we have at Gold Point. We are offering hip hop, jazz, lyrical, and this is a very popular program. It's offered for ages 3 and up, and it's such a wonderful way for our young ladies and young boys to get moving and active. And we have our full class schedule, because registration is actually going to open up for our session one dance program on the 9th. That is Monday, everyone. So please do take a look. Again, playpensacola.com, programs and events. Scroll down to our dance program, and you'll be able to find out all of the information that you need, what time the classes will begin, when everything will take place. And again, we have our registration that's opening on the 9th. It'll be open from the 9th through the 20th for session one, and the classes begin August 23rd. All the way through October 15th. If all of this information is coming at you at a rural and you're just like, I need a little bit more concrete info, we are having an open house. Ooh. And our open house will be Monday the 16th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Gold Point. And you'll be able to meet all of our instructors, learn about our programs, tour the facility, and you can register on site. And Sneaky Tiki will be there too. So come out for a great treat. Learn about Gold Point dance and come out and have a great night.
Yes, that's so much fun. And I feel like, man, it's 9:51 or almost 9:52 here. And so we are like quickly running out of time, but there's so much to talk about. I do want to hit a couple of things that are still happening. The pools are, Pensacola pools are still open, right, at the moment.
Till, yes, ma'am.
Beginning of September.
Labor Day weekend is when we, and so we get this question fairly often. And so, you know, we found that it would be valuable to put it on the website. The typical schedule does come out usually in the, about in the late spring. And so, early summer, I guess, depending on how you look at it. Forgive me for not knowing exactly when my seasons start, but I'd say early May, late April, early May.
Right.
But the schedule goes from May, Memorial Day weekend, all the way until Labor Day weekend generally. So we still have time. Come out to Hunter Pool or Roger Scott Pool, get a splash in and enjoy that before that amenity does go away for the season. We do definitely encourage that.
Okay, very good. So I really need to get to a pool. I'm always like, we need to go. And then I'm here and I'm like, I can't go.
I just need to send
somebody to take the kids, because it's, everybody just raves about how awesome our pools are here in Pensacola and how well kept they are as well. Let me add.
Thank you.
Here's another thing. Oh man. And I told somebody about this the other day. Their minds were blown. Like, Deja, when I tell you, I love when I like get to watch people's face, like, what? That is not true. Prove it. And you have to pull it up and be like, bam. The kayaks, stand up, paddle boards, and all the other things that are available to rent at Bayview.
Absolutely. Everyone, please do take advantage. This is such a lovely community asset that we have available in our community. Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center offers an array of amenities. We have kayaks, stand up paddle boards, bikes, you name it. If you're not interested in really getting it in the water, we even have pedal boats. Come out. These are at very affordable rates that were selected by our city councilmen and women. And we want everyone to enjoy this beautiful amenity. I actually was out there for a great part of the day. And I got a chance to see our campers. Woodland Heights Camp they were out there enjoying the kayaks. And then I seen a couple of families who came out and they all just went out on the water and enjoyed that. So we definitely want everyone to take advantage. On our website, if you go to the facilities link and drop down and see Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, you'll be able to get all the information you need. There are a couple of forms that you will fill out prior to renting your equipment. You can see all of the pricing information that we have available for you to be able to get out there on the water. Bayou Jahar is so beautiful during mm-hmm. this time of year. Oh, if you are ever at Bayview, we just had bands in the bayou last weekend, and it was so beautiful just to see all of the boats out there from that view on the deck. Gorgeous.
I heard that it was a great turnout too. all the neighbors were a buzzin' on the Facebook, I will say. And that was like, you know, you ever join like, you know, the group online just so you can like see what's happening in a neighborhood? You're like, oh, I wonder what these people are talking about. Plus, they always post events that we don't always know about. And so they were talking so much, like, if y'all didn't go, oh my goodness, it was so much fun. You missed out. And I was like, oh, like, I totally didn't go, but we had so many other things to do. And so I think that that's awesome. And I love seeing events coming up more and more, especially outdoor ones. And it's the weather's going to just get nicer and nicer starting at the beginning of next month, you know, and we have events coming
up. It'll cool down a little bit.
Yes. Well, let's keep all the fingers and things crossed. Okay. So we also have, we have yoga in Community Maritime Park still happening, correct?
Absolutely. That is a year round event. So we are, for the entire annual calendar this year, we have our schedule available. We also have Pilates. So every first Sunday is yoga, every third Sunday is Pilates. So I encourage everyone to get out to both. You know, they're great tonal workouts that you can get involved in. It's right next to the bay at Community Maritime Park, right in the amphitheater. And speaking of the amphitheater, I'll segue into that in a minute. We still have Blues on the Bay this Sunday.
Yes,
but if you are interested in taking a part of any of our yoga or fitness in Community Maritime Park events, we definitely encourage everyone to get out. First Sundays for yoga, mm-hmm. third Sundays for Pilates. And this is available on our website, playpensacola.com. And all of the information that I mentioned is also available on our social media. If you happen to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at Play Picola Parks, we make regular updates in real time to let you know. You can get involved in the discussion and really get the conversation going and get ready to head out for the day.
Yeah, it's very true. And there's so much to do, so much to take part in. We've covered so much. So in just the last minute or so, what else do we really need to let people know about?
Grab your lawn chairs, grab your coolers, come out for our second to the last event for this season, Blues on the Bay. Please do come out. The Astronauts will be playing on Sunday at 6 p.m. in Community Maritime Park at the Hunter Amphitheater. So please do enjoy that. We have two more that it'll be this Sunday, and then we have our last event on the 29th. So it has been a great summer with everyone. We appreciate everyone coming out and rocking out and having mm-hmm. a great time. We want to host all of these things. I know I threw out so much at everyone. Please do visit us online at www.playpensacola.com or follow us on social media at Play Picola Parks, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're there. We're constantly putting information out there. It comes at us in real time, and when we get it, we put it out. So definitely follow us there.
Absolutely. Yes. Social media is one of the best tools. Also, don't forget about tomorrow's Woodland Heights Back to School Bash from 8:30 to 1 p.m. That's tomorrow, Saturday, August 7th. And of course, like Deja said, find out all this information online. And of course, you have the Back to School Backpack Giveaway, the Chappie 100 Back to School Backpack Giveaway. So much to take advantage of. Tell your neighbors, tell your friends, right, Deja? That's how we really make community is by sharing these good things and inviting people to these events.
Yes, exactly. You know, I love seeing on our social media when someone is tagged to it or when I see a share. Those things are awesome because you are all helping us get word out to everyone about these things. Even if you may not have time, you say, hey, I have a pre-scheduled event. I can't make it. You sharing and letting someone know, you never know how.